Welcome to the Christian Ministry Church Podcast. We're praying that this message equips and empowers you to live in the kingdom of God. Now for today's sermon by Pastor Tim Brooks.
So many people we so appreciate. Well, a quick email we got. Thank you every week for your powerful service and message. I listen to y'all in Nevada on Pandora Podcast. Y'all really have helped me learn so much in my faith. Keep doing the great things, and God bless you. Well, John, in Nevada, you keep listening, and we thank you for writing us and encouraging us. Church, it's just great to see what God is doing in and with and through this place. Paul just showed me this last week. I don't know where these reports came from, but right now, our church and all of the teaching that goes out week in and week out, we're number one in Arkansas on people that listen to Christian teaching in Arkansas. So, my goodness. It's amazing how many folks are being ministered to. We thank y'all for tuning in, and we pray God's blessings on you in a special way. Well, you know, we hear it pretty much on a daily basis. Somebody will say, just pray for me. I'm really going through a whatever, whatever. Yeah, but we hear it. Oh, you ask, hey, man, how are you? Well, I tell you, life's been a real struggle here lately for us. I hear it regularly. Oh, Tim, the devil's just attacking me. Church, that's not abnormal. If you're alive, the devil's attacking you. I mean, seriously? This is life. If you're alive, you're going through struggles. You're going through hurts. You're going to deal with disappointments. If you are on an expensive vacation, you can count on the airline going to lose your luggage. I don't care how much you paid for the ticket. If you are in the most expensive hotel imaginable, you can count on the room right above you having 2 5-year-olds jumping on that bed all night long and running up and down the halls. Do the parents just bring kids to a hotel, lock them in a room, and then they go on? Where are the parents letting that go on all night long? I'm not mad at the kid. I'm wanting to whip a parent somewhere. Come on. I'm trying to sleep under here, and I'm living in fear the bed's going to fall through on me. You know, I just have to have a non-smoking room. I just get in a room where if it's been smoked, my nose just clogs up. I can't breathe. And I went and, boy, somebody smoked in this room. I'm going to storm down there. I said I had to have a non-smoking room. Sir, that is a non-smoking room. Well, it's not. Somebody smoked it. Well, sir, nobody smoked it. Now I'm mad at her. I'm mad at the cleaning. I'm mad at whoever smoked. See, here's my whole vacation. Just, there it goes. There it goes. If you go out to eat with you and another couple, four of you, lovely evening, go out to eat. One person's food's not going to be right. And even if they're not upset, I'm mad. I'm mad about the fact that their food is not right. My whole evening is ruined. Here's why I'm telling you. If you're going to live happy, you're going to have to fight. It don't matter where vacation you're on or what you're doing. If you're going to live a happy, blessed, if you're going to live the God kind of life, it's going to be a fight. See, the Bible tells us to fight the good fight of faith. And we teach on fighting a lot here. We teach about fighting for the God kind of life. We teach on you fight for your peace, and you fight and you stand against the devil. And we teach all that. Well, today I started thinking, you know, I'm going to teach on winning. I get it. We're supposed to fight. But, you know, every once in a while you need to win. You're going to have to win some of these battles. I get it. It was a tough week for you. Did you win? In the midst of a tough week, did you live happy and blessed and have a great week? I get it. The devil's attacked you really this last week. Did you win? Did you win? Are you walking in victory over him every single day? See, the title of today's message is Winning Your Battles. Winning Your Battles. The God kind of life is not going to be lived battle-free. We live in a fallen world. Death, sickness, it's a part of life for all of us. Getting old, bodies wearing out, it's a part of life for everyone. Living with imperfect people, they're just all around us. And your feelings will be hurt. You will be lied about. You will be abused, you will be used, You will be forgotten. There's going to be a party and they didn't invite you to it. I mean, don't say, I just can't believe that they did that. Why can't you? Were you expecting them to be perfect? I just can't believe that they would ever do anything. Did you think that they were Jesus? I mean, did you think that they were a perfect person and was never going to disappoint you? Got some news. You ain't either. You ain't either. Come on. We live with imperfect people. And let me tell you, here's something I've noticed about imperfect people. They're not perfect. That's a huge revelation for many of you. You'll think about that the rest of the afternoon. In the midst of all of this, we're supposed to live the God kind of life. You're going to have to win your battle every day for peace. You'll have to win your battle for joy. You're going to have to win your battle to walk in life and life more abundant that Jesus came to bring us. Turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17. I want everybody following me in your Bible today. Without a doubt, there's more sermons that's been preached on David and Goliath than any other historical event in the world. But with the Word of God being alive and active, do you know there's always one more thing to see? There's always one more element of truth to jump off of the page and transform your thinking. I want you to follow along as we look at 1 Samuel chapter 17 and talk about this event. I want you to note the Philistines and Israel were at war. So let me just digress here one second. I want to caution you about prophesying about the end times every time Israel is at war. Every time somebody attacks Israel, we're inundated with prophecies about the end times. There's been a war going over there for a little over 5,000 years. And don't run up and prophesy to me, Tim, just the end times, here we go. Well, I get it. It's closer to the end times than it was yesterday. But let me just let you know, Abraham had two sons and they hadn't gotten along. And here we are. That's just the way it is. So just be careful about all of that. All right, back to our story. Goliath, the giant of the Philistines. I want you to look at that word, taunting God's people. Here's what you need to know about today's culture and all the attacks that we are under right now. The enemy has always taunted God's people. Anybody who stands for God and for God's lifestyle, for God's way of living, anybody who stands for God will always be taunted by those that don't believe. It always. So they, I can't believe what's going on. This has always been going on. Ever since the beginning of time, this what's happening in today's culture has been going on. It's the way it's always been. God's people are always taunted. Now, Jesse's youngest son, David, he's at home tending the sheep. Oldest brother's all out on the battlefield. Jesse sends David out to the battle line to check on his brothers. If you hadn't read verse 21 through verse 51, read that when you get home, or if you get bored with this sermon, go ahead and read it while I'm up here talking. But just, you need to familiarize yourself with this story. The members of this church are going to live the God kind of life. So in order to do that, we're going to have to win over the giants that are daily taunting us. Now, I want you to look real close in verse 16. Every morning, every evening, day after day, Goliath did this. You need to know the devil does not lack in patience. Well, he tried it once or twice, and then he got tired and gave up and quit. The devil, it's every morning, it's every night, it's every day, it's every day. We so want the devil to leave us alone. Just, you need to know he doesn't. That's not his M.O. His M.O. is every day. His M.O. is every day. Thoughts, thoughts, thoughts to ruin your day. Our job is to win that battle. Our job is to win that battle. Now, the key point, and we'll get back to this in a minute. We lost the battle in the garden because we didn't cut the head off of the snake. We talked with him. Woo! And today the counseling industry is making billions. Yeah. talking with the devil, about the devil, what he said, what he did, what he told somebody. And we spend lots of money talking with the devil. We should cut the head off that snake and let's move on. Now, what does that mean, cut the head off of the snake? The devil came in the form of a snake to Adam and Eve, but he comes in all kinds of things. The devil's in the form of all kinds of things that will move you away. Let me just tell you, that alcohol, those pain pills, you know, you had surgery and this way I get through this knee or this back and I've been getting through that surgery. And, you know, that surgery was 20 years ago. And your intake of your pain pill, are you getting it? You better watch out now. You better cut the head off of that enemy, clean that out. Let me just tell you, get the gambling app off of your phone. Get the gambling app off of your phone. You got to stop. There's a lady at work, and you and her talking quite a bit, and then having lunch together. You better cut the head off of that snake. You better watch out. That snake is going to get you if you keep on talking with it. That computer that you're on, turn it where everybody in the room can see what screen you're on, see what you're doing. Don't go in your room, close the door, tell your family, I have to have some privacy, lock the door and get in there on that computer. See, there's certain foods, get them away from you. We don't have boxes of honey buns in my house. I got to cut the head off of that snake. My wife buys me sugar-free apple pie and no sugar-added ice cream. Tastes a lot like cardboard if you hadn't had any, but at any rate, my blood sugar's good. See, that ain't gonna be in my cabinets. I'm not going to run to that. I'm not gonna resort to that. I gotta get that stuff away from me. See, I'm cutting the head off of that snake. David didn't enter into peace talks with Goliath. The more you talk about what all's going on here, and the more you talk about what he said and she said, and then they said, and then he did, and then I'm going to call somebody on the phone, and did you know what they said? And well, what do you think about what she did? And see, you're going to have to cut the head off of the snake if you're going to live in peace. I want you to notice something very important in verse 2. The Philistines were in Judah. Oh, well, hold on. Has anybody ever seen that in verse 2? Hold on a minute. They were where? The Philistine army was on God's kids' property. This is my land. Hold on, you're on my turf right here. When David walks up, what in Sam Hill is going on here? What? And everybody, oh, give me a rock. David's not calling a prayer chain. He's not calling all of his friends. He's calling the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the host of heaven's army. You give me a rock, I'm cutting this joker's head off right now. See, the enemy was on the land that God had given Israel. I'm asking, what's in your peace right now? What is in your abundant life right now? What have you allowed? Come on. There's an enemy every day trying to steal your joy, trying to steal your fun day, trying to steal the abundant life that Jesus came to bring. God's given you a blessed life. That's your territory. I wake up and this is the day the Lord has made. See, this is my territory and I'm one phone call away from that giant. See, you're one knock on the door, you're one appointment. And then here comes that giant stepping up to taunt you. Wait, God gave me peace and he gave me joy, and this enemy right now is on my ground. Hand me a rock. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. Everything I put my hand to is blessed. This enemy's on my ground. This enemy is taunting me. Hand me a rock. Are you getting this? We're going to have to start winning, and now he's fighting. We're just in a battle. Ooh, I tell you, we're just in a battle. How about feeding his head to the birds and let's move it on? If you don't embarrass the enemy's going to embarrass you. Write this down. If you don't occupy your land, the enemy will. If you don't occupy your peace, the enemy will. If you don't occupy a blessed day, the enemy will. See, if you're not occupying that, see, I got to occupy my joy. I've got to occupy my great day. You can't live in peace with an enemy that's all out to destroy you. The enemy's all up in my peace right now, and I'm fixing to win. You got to get a hold of this concept. You pray about your enemy. You counsel about this enemy. You fret about this enemy. Israel army, every time he jumped up, hid in fear. Every time Goliath stepped out, they ran, jumped in the foxhole. All of Israel's army was living out there day after day after day, hiding and ducking from the enemy, trying to keep the enemy from totally getting them. Just trying to keep the enemy from totally getting me. David loaded his slingshot and started running toward him. Verse 46, I'm going to cut your head off and feed it to the birds. This is what we're talking about this year. You winning over worry. You winning over fear. Now, we'll have another battle tomorrow, but it won't be this same one. There's going to be another giant for me to face tomorrow, but it won't be Goliath. The birds are having Sunday lunch with him right now. See, it'll be something else, but I'm not going to live in worry. I'm going to whip that. I'm not going to live in unforgiveness. I'm not going to live in what happened to me in my past. I'm not going to live in something 30 years ago. See, I'm going to cut the head off of this thing. Not here, not now, not today, not with me, devil. You need to go somewhere else. But Tim, I'm just battling my Goliath, my enemy. Well, Tim, just tell you the truth. I don't know how, with what's happening in the world now, I don't know how our grandchildren will even be able to afford a home. I don't know how our really? You're jerked up today over something that you don't even know is going to happen 30 years from now? Come on. That's what all of God's army was doing, just battling the Philistines. Every time Goliath taunted them, they jumped under the covers and somebody do something. We're talking today about winning, living your day, each day of your life, blessed, full of peace, having a great day. David didn't call in sick and get back in bed. He loaded his slingshot and took a dead run toward Goliath. Not here, not now. Not today. You're not stealing my day. It's crazy how this plays out. We read this story, and oh yeah, it's a good story. But let me just put it in modern day terms. 72 degrees, sun shining, the temperature is perfect. And you're on the golf course with good friends. This is your turf, your ground, a great day. And your first swing in the ball goes in the woods. Not long, another swing in the sand. Taunting you. You can feel it. One more, you're only one swing away from cussing. A club in the pond. Listen, I had a friend that for years, he scuba dived the ponds at all the golf courses. You can't believe the money he made selling golf clubs back to the people who threw them in there. One more swing and you just lost. See, your whole day is ruined. You just lost, and you ruined the day for the guy, bless his heart, in the cart with you. You're on the job. It's a perfect day. It's a perfect day. You love what you do. You just love what you do. You love the crew that you work with. You love the people that you're around. I mean, it's just a great day. Car pulls up. And out of the car comes the building inspector. There goes the great day. Gone. Out of the car comes the homeowner. That day's over. Out of the car comes a neighbor who is just none of his business to begin with. See, church, this event, David and Goliath and the rest of the army, is a daily occurrence where you just lost your great day. I get it. The Bible tells us to fight, to dress for battle, to prepare, meditate the word, and be ready. We're talking today about winning, to live the God kind of life. We're going to win in our days. Fact is, you've hit balls in the woods before. You've hit a pickleball over the fence, completely out in the woods, and you can't even find the dumb thing. Here's what you need to realize. You're going to have the same thing for supper with a ball in the woods as you are if you had hit it and it's 2 inches from the hole on the green. You still gonna have the same thing for supper. A golf ball in the sand is not going to steal my blessed, happy, wonderful day. I mean, can you believe it, really? I got this course to play. I've got this weather to play in. I've got the money to play a game of golf. I got friends that'll play with me. I got health to be out here even playing. And your ball went in the sand and your whole day's wrecked. Mad, yelling, hollering. I tell you, we're going to have to win some battles over our temper, over our mouth. We're going to have to. We can't just keep battling this. We're going to have to win. Some days it's not a golf ball in the woods. Some days you got a real crisis. Some days you got a real financial loss that just happened. There are some days that you've had a real health loss. You just got a crisis of a doctor's report. We read this all the time, Romans 8:28. God will take what was meant to destroy us and turn it for our good. Wasn't long ago, David Hilton was here preaching, and he read that verse. And then he said, the only way you can know that verse is not by hearing me preach about it. That went all over me. You can't know that verse hearing me preach about it. You can't know that verse having it in your daily devotions when you're having your coffee. The only way you can know that verse, the only way you can know that verse. See, the key for David was the lion came and David won. What was meant for his destruction, he won. See, the bear came and David won. The only way you can know that verse is you win over those things that were going to destroy your life, and that teaches you. Now I look in my rearview mirror and I can tell you there are things that was meant to destroy me and God turned them around for my good. That meant to take me out, and here I am today. This is not a little morning devotion with my coffee. I've lived this. And I can tell you, God will turn what was meant for my destruction, and he'll turn it for my good. If we went around the room today, and we just asked, I want a show of hands, who has been through a tough time in your past, and God got you through that? If I asked that, hands would go up all over this place. But here's the problem with people. Here's the problem with people. God got Israel's army through a parting of the Red Sea, through water coming out of a rock, through manna. Look at all that God had gotten them through, and now Goliath steps up and and they're hiding in fear. Come on, we're not benefiting from what God, God's gotten me through both hands. God's got, are you benefiting from that? Have you learned anything from the fact that God, I tell you, I could write the book on God getting me through. Have you benefited from that? Have you gotten a lesson from that? The difference in David and the whole rest of Israel's army was David benefited from the lion attack. See, David benefited from the bear attack. See, that strengthened his faith. That boosted his faith in the... David benefited from that. Church, we have to benefit from the crisis that we've been through. We got to draw strength from what happened, and we're still crying about it and getting counseling for it and getting prayer for it and just hoping somebody will have ministry time at front so we can come down and get prayed for it. We've been praying for that for 27 years for you. You've been slain in the spirit 42 times and we're still fighting that same thing that happened to you. Come on, we're going to have to win the battle. We're going to have to win the victory. Quit crying about your lion attack 20 years ago and let's win. Let's win over these things. Here's what you need to know. This won't mean anything to you. I'm just going to say it because I want to. Here's what I face as a preacher. Here's just what I faced, my personal problems. I've been preparing this message for over a month, 5-6 weeks. I get it all ready. I got to give the title of the message to the media team a week out. The title has been given to the media team. There's no turning back now. Here's what I'm preaching. Here's what you need to know. Let's see if you've got this, big boy. You're fixed to stand up there and preach that. Well, is this just something you read about, or do you know this lesson? Do you see? Every time I'm preparing for a message, in the back of my mind, I go, oh, dang it. I get a phone call. This week, horse dies. I got a lot of money in this horse. A lot of money. Now, here's what you can also know about the horse business. There's some I wish would die, and they live forever. Just keep on eating and keep on eating. Those aren't the ones that die. Got a horse died. Now where are you? Okay, how's this message? See, this message was sounding good one phone call ago. See, now I'm mad. I'm angry. First thought in my mind, God, I serve you. Where are you? Next thought I always bring up is about my tithing record, because I tithe. I ain't going to miss tithing, so I can throw that in God's face. God, I tithe. I paid my tithe. I've never been. Now look what you did to me financially. So that's another good line. You know, also a line that we always like to have. I don't even know if I can believe in God who let something like this happen. God, where were you when this happened? After all I've done for you. See, I like to throw up to God all I've done for him. Come on, you don't sit there staring like at me. Y'all know these lines. God, you said, church, I'm getting out of this truck. I'm walking into this situation, and in my mind, here's your chance right now. You can lose this battle, or you can win this battle. Now, here it is. You're stepping out of that truck. Are you fixing to win, or are you going to lose? What's it going to be? Right here, right now, this is a win or a lose. Right here, right now. If you're in the horse business, some die before you get them sold. That's what the business is all about. I've had horses that died before. I'm sitting in my truck, and I'm thinking, over the last 30, 40 years of being a horseman, I've had horses die before. I'm still here. I've had expensive horses die before. I'm still here, still eating, still driving a paid-for pickup. My life is pretty good. I'm not going to mope around. I'm not going to be a jerk to live with. I'm not going to walk in my house and make my wife pay the price that something tragic has happened in my business. And so now I'm a jerk around my wife because of my financial loss today. I just decided I'd start swinging my slingshot. Here's what's going to happen. The next three horses I sell are going to be for record amount of money, and you can just watch that happen. What I put my hand to prospers. What I'm involved in works. You can just watch this happen. I'm fixing to knock a home run on the next horse that I sell. See, the last few horses I've had die in my life have, over the last 20 years, have got to be a benefit to me. And right now, I got a crisis. Right now, I just took a huge financial hit. Have I benefited from the last financial hits that I've taken? Have I benefited in my personal life from the last losses I've taken? I've taken some pretty good licks before. I've taken some pretty good financial losses, and look how blessed I am. Look how blessed I am. Still wearing pressed jeans. I got it made. Come on, are you getting this? I had a financial loss this week. I'm happy, I'm in peace, and I'm living the God kind of life. That's what this year is all about in the life and times that we live in. Back to 1 Samuel 17, David is not still getting counseling about this big bear. He came after him and he almost died. And I close my eyes and I can smell his breath in my face. I close his eyes and I can still see his teeth, and there's just drops of venom coming out of it. And every time I close my eyes, I can see that bear in my eyes. And I tell you, I didn't even get over that, and a line came. oh my God, it's person, I'm nightmares, and I'm just tormented over there. Somebody pray for me. God, why did you let this happen? I'm out here tending your sheep. Come on. I wasn't even over the bear, and then the lion. I'm getting counseling on Tuesday for the bear, then I go on Thursday to get counseling for the lion. Church, David lived through horrible events. I don't know if you thought about a lion attacking you lately or a bear attacking you. Be pretty graphic. David lived through horrible events and could have lived his whole life in bad dreams and anxiety. And every time he turned around, he just sees something bad. But he drew strength from his past traumas in life. Yeah, absolutely. David had a vivid memory of the lion. David had a vivid memory of the bear. You will have vivid memories of past abuses, hurts, losses, pains. You will have vivid memories of that. But what happens in your life is that becomes an asset to you instead of a life-wrecking event that happened. You remember the fact God got you through that, blessed you tremendously out of it, and this Goliath standing in front of me today is going to be just like what happened here, because what meant for my destruction will turn for my good is not a morning devotion. It's something I've lived through. It's something I know all about. I want you to think about something. Maybe you never thought about this. But Goliath did not get 9 feet tall overnight. He didn't get 9 feet tall overnight. Now, he stepped out, he was 9 feet tall, but he didn't get that way overnight. It was a gradual growth. You know, at one time, Goliath was a little bitty baby. He got a little bigger. Oh, he's cute. And we're laughing and he's going to be a real leader. Look at him just rip those toys away from those other kids. I tell you, he's not going to be a follower. He's a leader. Look at little Goliath. Oh, I tell you. He didn't get 9 feet tall and his coat weigh 125 pounds overnight. How did that happen? No one stopped him along the way. He got 9 feet tall because nobody stopped him along the way. The reason we have 9 foot giants in our life is we didn't cut their head off when they were 3 feet tall. What you're involved in right now, it's not a huge crisis. It's not a huge crisis. You're just having fun. We're just all, just entertaining ourselves. Show me in the Bible where this is wrong. Here's what I'm telling you. You got a giant growing. You got a giant growing. What's growing in your land? What is growing here? I mean, it's telling you, you think it's cute. You think it's fun. You're having a good time with it. Just you and your friends are out and it's just fun. Here's what I'm telling you. That thing will be 9 feet tall and whipping the dog out of you if you don't whip it when it's this tall. See, Adam and Eve lost in the garden the blessed life because they got in a debate with the devil. Our job is to cut the head off of the snake, not talk to him. We let Goliath grow in our home. We let Goliath grow in our marriage. We let Goliath grow in our kids. We let Goliath grow in our finances. We're talking today about winning your battles. And one way of winning your battle is whip it when it's small. Not in this house. We're not using that tone of voice with each other here. We're not letting that come. You're not bringing that from work into our marriage. Right here when this begins, we're not going to let giants grow and get strong in our homes and our families. We're going to deal with them whenever they're 2 feet, not wait till they get 9 feet tall and their coat weighs 125 pounds. I'm just asking, what giant is growing in you right now? Is it a temper? Well, Tim, I'm not throwing my whole bag of golf clubs in the pond. Well, I'm glad, but you did throw one across the fairway yesterday. See, it's 3 feet tall now. One day it'll be 9 feet tall. Well, I didn't fly off the handle, shoot everybody at work. Well, I'm proud of you. But you did get mad and stomp off. See, your temper's 3 feet now. How big will it be if you just let that thing continue to grow in your life? See, just a little moody now. It's not affecting anything. You just let those moods continue. And you're up and you're down and your mood swings and your emotion. Just let that continue to grow. And you're going to have trouble with that mood when it's 9 feet tall. See, just a little, a little pain medication for my back surgery. Yeah, your back surgery was 15 years ago. And you've been daily on that, and it's just getting one more and one more and one more, and you got to drink one more. You got to have three more pills. Just got to have three more. See, now, it was 2 feet tall, but now job change, then a job change. Then all your job changes are valid reasons. You had to leave them. I tell you, leave those sorry people. Here's what I'm telling you. You got a 2-foot giant, and he's growing. He's growing in your life. And that giant, and you're on track for a 9-foot giant that you're going to have trouble dealing with down the road if we don't get this under control when he's 2 feet. I'm just super big on killing giants at 2 feet tall. When they get 9 feet, I wake up in the morning, I'm hurting, my joints hurt, my back hurts, my head hurts. My thought is, just lay here. That's the time you better start loading that slingshot. Tim Brooks, you get up out of this bed and you get to work. As a matter of fact, you get to work early today, not late today, and you have a great day. You produce today. You be very highly productive today. So I'm going to live the God kind of life. So I'm not going to just let that thing start in my life and start growing and start growing. You got to daily win your battles. Horse died. I lost a lot of money this week. Thoughts come, God doesn't care about you. God doesn't care about you. Where was God when you needed him the most? My taxes are due right now. I had a horse die. My wife seems like she's on a spending spree with our money right now. Now this is the week God chose to kill one of my horses. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm not cowering to that giant that's in my head. Whoa. I'm in covenant with the Lord of hosts. He's not ever going to leave me. He's not ever going to forsake me. He said I'd never be out begging for bread. I'm telling you right now, giant, you're not taunting me. I'm going to have a great day. I'm going to have a blessed day, and I'm cutting your head off, and I'm feeding it to the birds. I'm blessed going in, and I'm blessed coming out, and what I put my hand to prospers. The Bible tells us we got to fight. I get it. We got to fight the fight of faith. We're supposed to put on the armor and all the dress and all that. I get all of that. You got to be strong and courageous. But church, it's getting way past time we start winning some of these things and quit doing all of this battling. We got to cut the head off of some of our giants. We're not going to still deal with that same issue again. We're going to win this week. And we in this church are going to live the God kind of life. Y'all stand. Lord, today we thank you for coming to bring us peace. Thank you for delivering us life and life more abundant. Thank you for a blessed life you've given us. Lord, thank you for this land that we live in. Thank you, Lord, for this weather that we're having. Thank you, Lord, for the health that I do have. Lord, thank you for all the parts of my body that aren't hurting, that are working today. Lord, I give you praise for your goodness and your faithfulness in my life. And I'm going to have a great week this week. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this message from Christian Ministries Church. If this message impacted you and you'd like to sow into our ministry, you can give at cmchurch.com. If you'd like to listen to more of our messages, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Just search for Christian Ministries. God bless.